There was in the days of Herod the king of Judea a priest named Zechariah, of the division of Abijah, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless, but they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both far along in years. Now it came to pass that, as he performed his priest's duties before God at the time set for his division, according to the custom of the priestly service his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And all the multitude of the people were praying outside at the hour of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him, but the angel said to him, "Fear not, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard, and Elizabeth your wife will bear you a son. And you shall call his name John, and you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. For he will be great in the eyes of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel will he turn to the Lord their God, and he will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to prepare for the Lord a people made ready for him." Then said Zechariah to the angel, "Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is far along in years." And the angel answering said to him, "I am Gabriel, who stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to bring you these glad tidings. And lo, you shall be dumb and unable to speak till the day when these things shall come to pass, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their season." Now the people were waiting for Zechariah, and marveled that he tarried so long in the temple. Then when he came out, he could not speak to them, and they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he made signs to them and remained speechless. And it came to pass that, when the days of his service were ended, he departed to his home. And after these days his wife Elizabeth conceived, and she kept in seclusion for 5 months, saying, "This is how the Lord has dealt with me, in the days when he took notice of me to remove my reproach among men." Then in the 6th month the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the line of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came unto her and said, "Hail, you who are richly blessed! The Lord is with you." But on seeing him she was troubled at his greeting, and cast in her mind what this salutation might mean. And the angel said to her, "Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give unto him the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." Then said Mary to the angel, "How shall this be, since I have known no intimacy with man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you, wherefore also the holy thing born, of you, shall be called the Son of God. And behold, your kinswoman Elizabeth, even she in her old age has conceived a son, and this is now the 6th month with her, the woman who was called barren. For with God will nothing be impossible." And Mary said, "Behold the bondmaid of the Lord, be it done to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Then in those days Mary arose and with haste went into the hill country, to a city of Judah, and she came into the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, and for what is this permitted me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, when your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she who believed that those things would be accomplished which were told her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord. And my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. For he has regarded the low estate of his bondmaid. For behold, from this time forth, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is, from age to age, toward those who reverence him. He has wrought strength with his arm, he has scattered those who were proud in the imaginations of their heart. He has put down rulers from their thrones and exalted those of low degree. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of the mercy which he promised to our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed forever. And Mary stayed with her about 3 months, and went back to her home. Now Elizabeth's time came that she should be delivered, and she brought forth a son. And her neighbors and kinsfolk heard how the Lord had shown great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. And it came to pass that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they began to call him Zechariah, after the name of his father. But his mother answered and said, "Not so, for he shall be called John." So they said to her, "There is none of your kindred called by this name." And they made signs to his father, how he would have him named. Then he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." And they all marveled, and at once his mouth was opened and his tongue was loosed, and he began to speak, praising God. Then fear came on all who dwelt round about, and all these things were noised abroad through all the hill country of Judea. And all who heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, "What then will this child be?" And the hand of the Lord was with him. And his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit, and spoke in a prophetic utterance, saying, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has regarded and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, even as he promised in ages past, by the mouth of his holy prophets, that we should be saved from our enemies, and from the hand of all who hate us, to perform mercy toward our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, to grant unto us that we, without fear, being saved from the hand of our enemies, should serve him in holiness and righteousness in his eyes, all the days of our life. As for you, little one, you will be called the prophet of the highest, for you will go before the face of the Lord to prepare his pathways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people in the remission of their sins, through the heart of mercy of our God, whereby the sunrise from on high has dawned upon us, to shine on those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." And the little child grew and became strong in spirit, and was in the wilderness till the day of his appearing unto Israel.